One of the perils of communicating through email or text messaging is that it's just so easy to misunderstand what's being said. And unless you're one of those people who decorates your sentences with smiley faces, you've probably had friends or business acquaintances take your words the wrong way. As fast and smart as technology is, it still isn't very good at conveying emotion. Well, it turns out a New Brunswick company has stepped up with the technology to help us say what we mean to say. Our Made in New Brunswick contributor, Janice McPherson, joins us now with the story of a company called Limbix. Hello there.
Hi, Paul.
Introduce us to Limbix.
Well, I guess in this day and age, the big change, I guess, we've seen is there's a lot more written communication. I'd say that in the last decade, 15 years, we've seen a high increase. And there's a big problem with the written communication because a lot of times people are misunderstood in what they write. The big question is, you know, anyone communicating in writing to either a coworker, supplier, customer, even friends, should ask themselves, is this possible message going to be understood correctly?
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it can really come off as officious.
It can, and it's most of the time not intended.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, it could be just, you could be in a certain mood that day. Something that completely unrelated may just cause you to not think properly as you're sending this off. And as mm-hmm. soon as it's gone, it's gone.
Okay. So in comes Limbix.
In comes Limbix. They have, it's a great slogan they have. Their goal is, you know, for their clients is that they want their clients to be understood clearly.
That is a good goal.
It is a very good goal.
And how did they come up with the name Limbix? What does it mean? Do you know?
Well, I guess Limbix is derived from the limbic system, which is the center of emotions in our brain.
Mm-hmm.
So considering that the company is built on true emotional understanding, the name Limbix, I think it's a brilliant, brilliant name for it.
And so what do they do exactly?
Well, they one of the principals, there's two gentlemen in Moncton that I have met with, Matt Eldridge and Josh Merchant. And one of the principals had a relationship, met up with a gentleman when he was living out west. And this gentleman had developed this and has the patents related to this technology. A connotative database is what it is. And that connotative database can gauge the emotional tones of words, phrases, and emoticons. So they've taken and they've purchased the patents from this gentleman and have built a really great back end to develop applications off of that
mm-hmm.
database.
So let's take a piece of text. I mean, you're writing some and you're saying, see you tomorrow. How would this apply to make sure that they understood you were looking forward to seeing them tomorrow rather than a threat? I'll be seeing you in the office tomorrow.
Right. So the neat point of this database is it actually does understand the words and the phrases and the meanings in emoticons and that kind of thing. So one of their products, which will be launching, I believe it's May 7th, it's called Tone Check. And it's basically just like your grammar check, your spell check in your Microsoft Word or your Outlook or your Microsoft Exchange product.
Mm-hmm.
So you could write your message and before sending it off, click, you know, Tone Check, and it will basically flag words that might have a negative meaning or phrases that may have negative meaning. So, and it'll prompt you with options to make it sound a little bit gentler before it gets sent.
What a smart idea.
It's
that
brilliant.
Is.
I know.
That's a great idea. If for no other reason than sometimes just having something like that go through your email and saying, do you really want to say this right now? I know you're angry, but
that's
do you
right.
really want to say this?
I would have gotten in trouble a lot dealing with my suppliers
yeah.
and my ISP.
How new is this?
This is really new. I think the database itself was built and has been around for quite a long time. The gentleman that had him has had the patents for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys at Limbix have taken it and really seriously worked on programming the applications around it since, I think, last January, as they've really gone deep and developed the applications that are actually going to work with the software that we currently use today.
And what kind of attention are they getting?
Awesome attention. Here's this little company, and They've flagged the attention of Microsoft. They're in talks with Microsoft right now, working with the products that they obviously that we most of us do use.
Well, that's big for a developer to be in talks with Microsoft.
It is. Well, this is one of those things that it has mass appeal. It's not a niche market. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it can attract individuals who are conscious but wanting to know what they're going to put out there for an email. And it's really a great tool for businesses who can ensure the quality of the emails that are being sent by their employees out to their suppliers or to their customers.
Yeah, no question. There.
Yeah.
And even companies that require a certain amount of emotive text, say, for instance, in journalism.
That's right.
Another perfect application
there.
That's
right.
Isn't that something?
Yeah,
they
were
actually pretty jazzed, I bet, huh?
I think so. They were, I think it was April 6th, they were promoted as Microsoft Startup of the Day.
Wow.
So that's a pretty great statement as well.
And, of course, this is in the English language. There's no reason why it couldn't be in Italian and German. And
I believe the language issue is in the works.
Of course it would be.
they've got to cover the bases.
How big is the company here? Do you have any idea?
I believe they're at about 10 to 12 people at this point.
Yeah.
Last time I talked to them, they were at about 6, but they've hired, I think, 4 to 6 new developers to really plug away at getting things from the beta stage into being able to physically use it without any issues.
Any idea when one might be able to use those applications?
Well, ToneCheck, the one that will be working with Outlook and Exchange, it's in beta right now, but it will be launched, I believe, is May 7th. They also have Tone a Day, which is something that's kind of neat, is you as general public can actually go and contribute to what your emotional feelings are on words and phrases, so that people are actually helping build the database every single day.
Uh-huh.
So that's another side, and that's ongoing at this point.
A couple of big minds out of Moncton there.
That's right.
Thanks for telling us about it.
Well, thank you. I think that this is one of these up-and-comers ones to watch for sure.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Paul.
Janice McPherson's our guide to what's made in New Brunswick. She joins us every Monday at this time to talk about New Brunswick entrepreneurs. McPherson is an entrepreneur and program manager for the Wallace McCain Institute for Business Leadership at UNB in Fredericton.